And they're worried about the ocean rising because of climate change. We'll start pumping some of the water out and use it for other things. Putting out fucking wild. You ain't got to use clean tap water to go put that fire out.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Yeah, yeah.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. Look, I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Her bedroom's right here, right above me. Mm-hmm. So any fucking movement, you hear it walking. For like, I let it go for like an hour. I'm like, fuck this. She was told to go to bed. It's been an hour. She's upstairs. Walked down to the basement. Walked over to the circuit breaker. Found her room. Power's off. Boom. Walked back over. Comes up. My power's off. What's going on with the power? What the fuck you got the lights on for? You're supposed to be in bed. Well, I was looking for a sweatshirt for an hour. Why were you in the bathroom? Because of the light I couldn't see, and I was using the light for the bathroom. Kiana, your bedroom's right here. You literally got to come out of the bathroom, come over here, go around the corner, go into a room. You think that bathroom light is giving you any justice all the way around the mother? I'm not a fucking retard. She got all pissy. So this morning I got up and flipped her power back on.
I don't understand, kids, man.
What I don't understand is, I feel sometimes if I don't fucking say something, then nobody's gonna.
Yeah.
And, like, I almost cracked her in her fucking mouth this morning. When I told her about the shirt, she gave me this fucking attitude, like, and gave me that fucking look with her eyes and shit, and then rolled her eyes. I said, Kiana, I'm not your motherfucking mom. I'm going to fucking knock your fucking teeth down your fucking throat if you keep giving me that shit. I don't like being disrespected by a fucking child.
Exactly. Who thinks she knows better than you.
Yeah. And what she don't understand is I've gone through this already. I've had two girls. Ask Sid what happens when you run your motherfucking mouth to me and you're in reach. She knows firsthand. She thought she was past that age. Well, I can't get a spanking anymore. Well, I won't spank you. I'll just cuff you in your motherfucking mouth.
Before I came here, I was going to go to Trevelli and get hammer and nails to hang because I got some frames yesterday and some pictures made.
They let you do the hammer and nail thing?
Probably not.
They've had the new things at Walmart, too. You just stick right into your wall and then you hang them.
Really? I'm looking for those then. Damn it.
I didn't want to do no screws or nothing, but I ended up doing it. I had a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
I'm still waiting on my insurance cards.
Yeah.
What doctor do you go see?
My dad on Allen Street. James Dowd Family or whatever.
Is he a good doctor?
Shit, I haven't been there in years. I gotta go there because I've been gone for so long that I'm not part of their system. And they mandatory masks down there.
What?
Yeah. Last time I went in there, I seen that sign. I'm like, fuck this. Turned around, walked out, called the ambulance, canceled my appointment. Oh, her brother was working there.
Who's Sam's brother?
Your old lady.
Mark, or Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
I got just the outfit to wear too when I go there because I know how much he loves Donald Trump. When I used to have Facebook, he was on there, and he was. I got unfriended him because he was nonstop. Man, anyone that likes fucking Donald Trump's fucking disgusting and this and that.
Yeah, he's just not too bright. He thinks he's smart, but he's stupid. He's
because
he runs around with fuck. His best friend's with Trini, who's just using her mother, and it's disgusting. But it is what it is.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to fucking tell me I got to wear a mask. A mask for what? When he says coronavirus, man. Look at him and be like, I just have won't say nothing. I was just going to say, that's the wrong virus you need to be worried about, homie.
Yeah, it's Man.
Yo, I never knew she had brothers. She has sisters too, or just brothers?
Brothers.
I never knew she had brothers. Yep. I thought she was like just the only kid or something.
She's got three. No, she's got two older brothers and one younger brother.
How much of the age difference?
I want to say her eldest brother is. Shit, I don't know. I'm going to say. That's a few years.
I was just trying to picture like Purcell's school when we went to school together. And I try to picture like her walking home with a brother or any shit like that, and I just don't remember any of that.
I have no idea. Cause I went to Panama.
Punanama.
Well, actually,
I used to call it
elementary school. I went to Southwestern, but I wasn't cool there because my daddy wasn't a doctor
or a lawyer
or a lawyer
or a drug addict, pill poppers.
We didn't have money.
I heard that Southwestern have them fucking parties. Those, take whatever medicines in your medicine drawer parties.
Oh, I don't doubt
it. And bring it and throw it into a bowl.
Fucking kids.
Yeah, they're fucking retards, too. It's usually the smart ones that are stupid.
yeah. Because
they're book smart, not common sense smart.
And then, yeah. And plus, kids, they don't know what they don't know. Like, they think they know everything, but there's a whole bunch of shit they don't know.
All right, babe. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll see you in a
little bit. All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
See you later.
So, did you hear about those, Oh, shit, and I was going to read that article I sent you.
I'm going to play that article I sent you that you haven't listened to yet. Or wait, you did listen to it, huh?
Yeah, I just listened to
the CDC one?
Oh, no, I did listen to that. Play it again.
So we are just getting word of this now. Regarding the COVID vaccine, the CDC is now saying that there has been enough cases of people who have had the vaccine, received the vaccine, and then suffered a stroke. The agency will now be investigating any potential links between the shots and the strokes in some of those patients.
And then you want to know the fucked up part about it?
Tell me.
Is none of them pharmaceutical companies have anything to motherfucking worry about?
Nope, they can't be sued.
Yep, which is wrong. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. If you did something and you didn't test it, and you sit here and say it's safe and all these people get hurt.
But they did it for your safety.
No, they didn't.
That's what they're going to say. But we didn't know. That's exactly why you shouldn't have done it. And plus, there's all this evidence of fucking Fauci saying all this shit in the past. Saying all we need is this, a giant pandemic, and just force people to get this shot, and then they'll see. Yeah, we fucking saw. Hey, Trump or Trumps. Pretty puppers.
Dude, that fucking Matt Gaetz or whatever his name is. Gaetz, whatever, on the Congress. Uncle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he put in a bill to abolish the ATF today. Or yesterday, after their rule they made, the new thing about strap. I don't know, you can't have a gun strapped to your hand or something like that. Or I don't know, some kind of strap. And he's like, what? He goes,
what's up, Uncle?
Wounded vets and shit like that need.
Up there. Huh? What are you doing, huh? Yeah. What's going on?
He said wounded vets or handicapped people, sometimes they need that strap to help them shoot the gun.
Yeah.
To protect themselves.
Yeah. A strap, yeah.
But it's fucking... well, it's an amnesty. Why are people trying to tell... I hate people trying to tell me what I can't do.
They're trying to ban everything.
What's up, Trumpet?
They're trying to take more of your rights away from you, too.
Did your mom play that video for you?
Yeah, that was cool. What video?
The CDC? Or the news?
Yeah, I think so.
This one right here?
I'm not sure.
It's a lady talking about the vaccine?
Yeah.
What it's doing to people?
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them a
stroke.
Yeah, we knew all of that.
We might have not have known that it's going to give us a stroke, but we knew not to fucking take some experimental fucking bullshit because something along them lines might happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you're pumping people. Well, that's why we choose not to do meth and fucking heroin and shit.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the thing. Yeah. You kind of do know
you
what's going to
happen. Well,
with heroin.
If you continue to take it over and over.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. You know what,
But you're taking that chance that you could die right then and there.
Yeah.
Once you take that shot.
Yeah, you are.
Very true.
And because you don't know what it's going to do, just like that vaccine. You don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
Why are you going to take that chance, bro? Oh, that's why I said, maybe, just maybe. I said, I doubt it, but maybe 10 years from now, I'll take the motherfucking vaccine. But I won't need it, so I probably won't.
I don't know.
But to 10 years...
Haven't you already had COVID?
Have it a few times.
Yeah.
10 years of seeing what the fuck it does would make me feel a little more comfortable with taking it, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
If I was to take something like that.
I'm wondering...
But not... Just as a blanket.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if... I had to have had COVID, and that's why I lost my smell.
Probably.
But it happened long before COVID was even a thing.
Well,
a lot of people were saying that they think this COVID shit was out a lot longer than what
it was.
They're saying.
I think it was.
I do too, because I remember I was really worried about Mackenzie. She got really, really fucking sick. Before all this COVID shit came out. And I mean, this was like a month, just about a month before they came out with all the COVID shit. And they were saying she had pneumonia and upper respiratory infection or something like that. And but she was had the fucking fever. She wasn't doing good. And I was worried. But she ended up getting better and doing fine. And then a month later, all of a sudden, COVID. Huh. And then I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, yo, I think Kenzie had that shit.
Yeah.
Because.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Definitely sounds like it.
Because she wasn't testing positive for the flu. And they didn't have no COVID out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of trying to figure out what the fuck it was. So they said pneumonia.
I think it was out a month.
Respiratory infection.
I bet you that's what caused my.
That way.
My shit.
They got time.
That's Uncle as soon as he got his.
Yeah.
Doing donuts?
That's what you need to do. If you're ever going to go do dumb shit. If you're ever going to go do dumb. No, if you were to get that 57 Chevy.
Hell yeah.
If you were to go do dumb shit like that, that's where you need to do. Not on no street.
No, I know. In a park drive.
Because you see some of them motherfuckers getting them fast cars. Yeah, then stomp on it, then...
Yeah, I know.
You see that shit all the time.
Yeah.
That's why you do it right there. So when you go... you ain't hitting nothing. Right. It's a giant park lot.
Yeah, giant empty park.
That is a nice car.
Oh, yeah. I hide it. If I had it customized, it'd look a little different than that one.
Yeah, I want to do the gold rims.
Have those rims and shit like that.
Now, I never read that the article that I sent you. I just sent it to you because I want to save it because I did want to read it.
Which one?
About the...
California and what to do with the water or whatever.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're talking about trying to keep the water.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting it
from all these storms that are
coming up with different ways to
what?
to benefit from the storms that they get.
Yeah, so they don't have to go back to
and I was sitting here thinking, well, Jesus Christ, maybe you shouldn't make it illegal.
Oh, no. I don't like the idea of making laws.
No, maybe you shouldn't make it illegal. Oh,
yeah.
Shouldn't make what illegal?
Catching rainwater.
Oh, yeah.
No, no catching rainwater.
That's illegal out there in California.
Is it really? Yeah. You know what? I think it's illegal in New York State as well.
I think it might be. I don't know about New York because we don't have much droughts. But when it comes to the Arizona, California, shit like that, they tell you that you can't save or collect your rainwater. Because it needs to fill the table or whatever. Yeah. Or some shit.
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand it.
But I'm sorry. They got it. Fucking a handful of people that actually do it is not going to hurt that table. You're not telling... I don't give a fuck. People around here are allowed to save water, or we have. But how many people are really doing that?
Yeah.
Maybe 20 people in the whole city of Jamestown maybe is...
Maybe.
Trying to collect water.
Could be. I'll take Uncle
Z. It's not a lot. Could be.
Yeah, and it's not gonna affect the...
They said, though, the storm did fill up, but helped it out. A lot of them.
Lake Mead?
The pond. I don't know about Lake Mead.
What they would quit. Then run back into the ocean.
Well, you can't stop that.
Yes, you can.
No, they have things so it runs into the ocean.
You can stop that.
You know, I guess there are ways. There are ways to recycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. You're 100% right.
Well, they're talking about it, but I don't see like this. Okay. You could go. California is always talking about droughts, over and this and that, and that and this and this and that. Okay. Well, you could take sewage water. And you could turn that into drinking motherfucking water.
Yep.
They got the technology to take this fucking glass of shit, piss, and water, pour it into this machine, put the glass on the other end, and drink the fucking shit. Because it's crystal clear clean.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't just pump water out the motherfucking ocean and filter that shit, and there you go, voila, here's some water.
Why can't you?
Desalination.
They're talking about, about the ocean's gonna rise. Well, let's start fucking making some water
using
out of it.
Using the water then. Using it for stuff.
What about that?
Use it for agriculture purposes.
Desalination. I don't know anything about desalination, what the process is.
Filter it.
But
I heard it's
expensive.
Well, they do it for Aquafina.
Well, why?
They do it for fucking Dasani.
That's removing bacteria. But removing salt is a completely different, different color.
As I know.
If they could take a glass of shit,
I understand.
And turn it into drinking water.
No, they can. They can do it.
I don't see
it.
How much more expensive it would be.
Yeah, because look how expensive all their other shit that they want.
Because desalination, like I said, you can look at. I don't know what the process is. Google
okay,
it.
Okay, well, the only thing is you got salt in your water.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, they make certain things when you got too much salt in the ground or too acidic or anything like that. You put a couple drops of some pH stuff in there and fucking makes it less this than that.
That's pH, but that you're not getting rid of the salt. What?
You're breaking it down so the salt ain't affecting what you're using it for, though. And that's what we need to do. We don't need to use it to drink. We could use it for agricultural, for feeding the crops and the farms, for putting out fucking wildfires, shit like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
And they're worried about the ocean rising because of climate change. Yeah. We'll start pumping some of the water out and use it for other things, putting out fucking wild. You ain't got to use clean tap water to go put that fire out.
Well, I hate using climate change as a justification. Because it's like using the Bible as a justification.
But not climate change. Okay, how about water rising problem?
Well,
climate change.
They got that
water rising.
Water rising problem. Mm-hmm. They got that.
Water
start
rising problem.
Start using it for fucking putting out the fires.
But the thing is,
should have done that years ago.
The thing is, the waters really aren't rising. Have you heard, you know what Venice is, right?
Yeah,
Venice.
Yeah, city of canals, right on the water. Right on
Venice,
yeah.
Florida, yeah. Or Venice,
right, Italy.
California. Or Venice, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Or Italy. Yeah.
Yeah. There, you know, you heard nothing about that. You know, being flooding out.
Yo, don't they live right in the water, yeah, some of them,
yeah,
buildings?
Right, yeah, right in the water.
Then what's, yeah, the problem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It rises, and then it lowers. It rises, and then it lowers.
But I forgot where we were going with this conversation.
Because of the water table.
Oh, desalination. Yeah, Google. Because like I said, you can boil the salt out. The water evaporates. The salt stays. That's a way to desalinate. But the, like I said, that, how do you make that to scale? You know, where you have, where you're desalinating for an entire city.
Okay, well, if you desalinate, that's kind of sounds like you could use it like a distiller.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
That's pretty much what it is. You're gonna catch the vapors, yeah, and that will be the clean water.
That'll be the clean water. Be distilled water, yes, yes.
Well, fuck, they can make gallons and gallons of motherfucking booze. Then, yeah, they should be able to make gallons and gallons of fresh water.
You would think.
And then they use the salt.
But, for,
see, they can't do.
All
they
this, do. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Because don't they use they that same salt for your table salt?
Google desalination.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know. So. There's different kinds of salt.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure I remember watching a show on Discovery Channel or something.
I really don't know.
Where they had mounds and mounds of salt, and it was right on the ocean.
Oh yeah, hell, there's mines, fucker, all over.
What are we doing here?
Process. Just put desalination.
Desalination is a process that takes away mineral components from saline water. More generally, desalination refers to the removal of salts and minerals from a target substance, as in soil desalination, which is an issue for agriculture.
Put seawater, maybe. Seawater desalination.
See, look at the, I knew I'd seen these before. Big-ass factories.
Yeah.
Where they're switching it over.
Yeah, sure.
But the thing is, I guess it's cost prohibitive. Like, they don't have any way to make money on it, and that's why they don't do it. That's, again, that's just my thinking.
You want
to
know what their problem is doing that?
So,
most forms of desalination are energy intensive. Desalination has the potential to increase fossil fuel dependence, increase greenhouse gas emissions, and exacerbate climate change if renewable energy sources are not used for freshwater production.
Okay. What are you going
to
do?
Desalination surface water intakes are a huge threat to marine life.
I think a lot of that is a bunch of crap. They're just saying...
Israel to build a $5.5 billion desalination plant for Arizona.
Israel, huh?
Israel.
Why is Israel doing it?
Seed home. Israel's desalination plants addresses waters.
Let them own shit in the United States.
Egypt to build 21 desalination plants.
The United States.
What?
Dried up. A California desalination offered only partial solution to growing drought.
Well, we already... I wonder, how bad are these storms in California? I don't even know.
I know, it's like a lot of people got flooded the fuck out big time. A bunch of people died.
You know why?
Because
of all the fires.
Their drainage system is bullshit.
Yeah.
So all the soil is loose. Roots are dead. All that rain, all that weight just slides off. Size of the shelf, hill. Why'd Beethoven get rid of his chickens? All they'd say is bok, bok, bok.
Well, that don't even make sense.
Sure does.
You know Beethoven Bach. What's his name?
Bach.
What's that, bud? How's school?
Good.
How's that cookie?
Good.
I look at that food and I just, it's all like just processed gunk. And I'm like, and sugar. Yeah, processed gunk and sugar.
What's up, buddy?
What you doing, pretty boy? Is that your lighter or my lighter?
What?
That white lighter. No, it's not mine. Never mind.
Oh, that's mine. That's my lever lighter.
Lever right there?
Once stolen from me.
Oh, yeah, that's not mine.
And then I had to find it.
You're back.
Take it back.
70 degrees and cloudy.
Why is Libra? Libra.
So I should put I should. 70 degrees and cloudy is an online store owned by a good friend of mine. It's a smoking deals on smoking accessories. He has bongs, pipes, anything you need to smoke. Check him out at 710andcloudy.com. 710 and cloudy. I think, damn, I gotta make sure that that's what it is though. Before I can start promoting it.
I need something to drink.
Yo tengo sed también.
You need one too?
Si, yes, please. I said, I'm thirsty as well. Yes, please.
I do it también, so I'll figure it out what you're saying.
También means as well.
Does that mean a couple things?
Probably.
Like, yeah. Like, también. Like.
No, también is as well. It's me too. Or
thank you.
No, it's gracias. También is. Yo.
Puerto Ricans and shit, and Mexicans, they all have the same.
Yeah, there's different. Yeah, there's different slangs and. Shit. 710andcloudy.com. I'm almost 100% sure. Hold on, excuse me. I had to get a new phone, Uncle. Yeah, because my old one wasn't taking updates anymore. Or wasn't getting updates anymore. Yeah. Because it was an old phone. It was an iPhone 7.
So, they should.
No,
the
hardware in the phones.
They make you go out buy a new phone. They make you.
No, my phone was still worked. I just wanted to got upgrades. And, you know, so if I was cool without getting upgrades, it would have still worked. I just don't wanted to get upgrades. So I got a brand new one. I got a.
Well, they make it go out and buy it. Anyway.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's cold. They get you
awesome.
Hooked on them.
Hey, why they got my truck for sale? Well, I didn't sell them to sell that. Motherfucker.
They're fucking, they put different wheels on.
I blame Russia.
I like the color.
Right.
I think it could be a little more brighter, though.
Purple, it'd be good with a dark purple, like a midnight purple.
I like dark
Ronnie,
purple.
Ronnie,
purple. I love the color purple.
Yeah, me too.
My hey, purple, I know. I think it was either 50 or 51 Chevy truck. Just like that.
Yeah.
Down in the woods with the rest of the cars we had.
53 grand.
You see, mom's friend. Not doing good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Ray at Walmart the other day. He said he had cancer. His cancer's back.
Yeah. I didn't hear about that.
You didn't?
Well,
I'm sorry.
No. I knew he had an issue last, when I talked to him, he said he had to go and get it checked out, but I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I never got the confirmation, but I don't talk to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just dip through the yard real quick, go in the house, and try to.
I'm wondering.
In the wintertime, I don't usually ever see him unless he happens to be going out at the same time I'm coming through. In the summer, I see him more often.
I wonder if you have cancer, a small bit, and if you got that vaccination shot, I wonder if that kind of
progresses it?
Yeah, progresses it even more.
You know what he should do?
Does cancer grow after your proteins or whatever?
Cancer eats sugars. And if about what it goes, I don't know other than that. But I do know
cancer eats a lot of
sugars.
And
you ate too much.
Yeah, sugar. Yeah, exactly, me too. I'm 100%. I'm dead ass need to. You really need to get rid of sugar out your diet. It's horrible. Sugar's fucking horrible.
I have, though, honestly. Well, I don't know. I think I replaced it in a different place. Like, I used to buy a lot of fucking Reese cups and shit like that.
I used to buy those cookies that Caleb was eating.
Yeah, I've never. Okay, I like my mom's way better.
I'm sorry.
I am not a sugar.
Am I allowed to
eat
something to eat?
No, never.
Well, then I don't know. I'm not going to have you free reign at the kitchen.
I know.
Well, then how about you just find out what there is, then come to me and say, hey, can I get this? Because I'm never going to say yeah to you going out and helping yourself to whatever's in there. Because before you know it, a bag of chips, the whole thing of cookies, everything is gone.
I'm not that bad.
No, you're a kid. They have a high metabolism. They can eat a lot of junk food.
Yeah.
They do that every time I tell them the same shit. I'm not going to say, yeah, go ahead, because you might go in there and decide you want to eat the whole batch of cookies. And Dan said, yeah.
Yeah. They're not stupid.
Have some cookies.
Well,
go
back.
Bogo 50. I'm full. I'm going 50%. I don't know. I only eat a 6-inch when I go to Subway.
It is Subway, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever happened to the $5 foot long?
That's
like $10 foot long.
I have someone you can ask if you're really interested.
Is the owner? Is it Jared from Subway?
No, but it's someone who used to.
Is he dead?
No, he's in jail.
I thought he died in jail.
I don't think so. He might have. But I can.
God,
that's a Camaro right there, huh?
Yeah.
Like a 68.
Yeah.
It's either 7, 8, or 9.
Up there it says it's a 7.
I always gotta look at the front, because I can't tell if it's a Mustang or a Camaro.
Well, them 3 years are the kind of Camaro I like. Okay. 7, look, 8, or 9.
That's insane.
And that's the new Camaro that they have out now. They came out to resemble them 3 years of Camaro.
Yeah. The front grill is different on all three.
Yeah?
The grill. Yeah, the front grill. If you notice.
I wouldn't mind rocking that.
I'd get different hubcaps. I didn't like those hubcaps.
I used to have a truck.
Those look like hubcaps, not rims on that.
Wait.
That Camaro.
What kind of truck is that?
Chevy.
Is it really?
Like a C10
pickup?
68. C10 turned into the S10, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to have a 78.
I like that truck.
GMC.
That's a sharp-looking truck.
Yeah,
I don't know about the wheels. I don't really care about the wheels.
That's the 10 with just a little smaller. That's the 10.
Damn. Is that a Jeep?
Ford?
Bronco.
Oh, it's a Bronco. It's a beefy Bronco.
New one.
Yeah. Oh,
22, yeah.
Every time I hear a Bronco, I think of the movie Uncle Buck. When they're at the bowling alley and that dude got some toothpick, he goes, I got a brand new Bronco parked outside.
Can I make a breakfast burrito?
Talking to some girl.
A breakfast burrito?
$95.
Usually for breakfast, but I suppose.
No, he's there.
I don't know why you guys think you should come home every day and eat. You know, having a snack's one thing, but you have breakfast, you have lunch.
I've only eaten lunch today.
Huh?
I only ate lunch
Whose
today.
Whose fault is that?
Mine.
Exactly. And what do you mean, only ate? That was the last meal just a couple hours ago.
Shinehan Botanicals, man. CBD products. They're one of the best on the market you'll find. And if you get them through me, I can get you the cheapest price out there. Because you are not going to find a better price if you get them through me. If you buy 5 tinctures, I can get you each tincture at $40 a bottle. I mean, if you try to find that place anywhere else at that kind of price, you won't. But it's okay. Hit me up at at The Promoting Jester, ThePromotingJester at gmail.com. Send me your orders, send me your questions. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I mean, we have vapes, we have gummies, we have tinctures, we have roll-ons. Well, we're having a temporary disruption with the supply chain of the roll-ons, but they will be back soon. But everything else, we have pet tinctures, you know, for your animals, which relieves their pain. I mean, my nubby, I couldn't imagine if he was in pain. When he gets older and starts, you know, feeling, I'm going to get him those pet tinctures because, God damn it, he deserves them. Ha! So, again, that's thepromotingjester at gmail.com for all your orders and all your questions.
Then we're going to have dinner in just a couple hours from now.
And you don't want to spoil your dinner. So that's what a snack is.
They do.
So just put something in your tummy. Just eat a few crackers and you'll be Gucci.
Here. Am I still not having breakfast burrito?
Am I still on that breakfast burrito? Hey, Trumper Trumps.
There's breakfast.
Yeah, up here.
It's not breakfast.
Oh, pretty boy. You're such a pretty boy.
You eat all the breakfast food at night, then in the morning time comes, you ain't got no breakfast. And then what do you want to eat? A fucking beef and bean burrito at fucking 7 in the morning? 8 in the morning?
Have some crackers.
Have a cheese stick. With a couple crackers. And you got cheese and cracker.
Yeah. Don't go in there. Couple pieces of cheese. Piece of crackers. Ooh, cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers.
Oh, cheese and crackers. No, it's sandwich.
I cut my own.
I like when Sam, that's how I like
it. I cut the cheese.
I like the white cheese the best. The white cheddar.
Oh, that's good,
that's
too.
My favorite.
White cheddar.
I'll cut the white cheddar.
I like Kobe.
And put it on a cracker. And then I'll set a piece of pepperoni on it. And then put it in the microwave. Just a little bit so the cheese melts just a little bit. It's like a little mini cracker pizza.
Right. Stingray. I don't like one of those either. We really got to stop narrating at this auction, though.
I like that car cheese.
Oh, that's a Stuart Little Corvette. Do what, huh?
Did we just steal the...
The cheese, I put it on crackers, and I eat it like that.
Oh, yeah, I do that, too. Well, I only say I put them in the microwave, but she does it, so put them in the microwave.
I don't care about them. Like, melted.
Right.
We just unintentionally stole a segment from the Real Ass Podcast.
What's that?
A segment called What You Snacking On.
Corvette? Yeah.
That's not a Corvette, is it?
Yeah.
Libra right there?
That's nice. Oh,
that's the new Corvette.
23.
That's what we seen. Is it the one that we seen?
Up there. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
It don't have the back window. Oh, it's all solid. Remember the one we seen at the back window so you can see the motor?
Yeah. Yeah.
The boot? No, he thought it was open. He had it open. That yellow one, right?
That Corvette.
Yeah, but he said that's the only one. He goes, this car, it was hard because you'll find the hard tops and you'll find ones that you can see the motor and ones you can't. Remember?
Yeah.
Wait, you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it.
See the window?
Yeah.
It what he like said about the cars, he said it's like getting flung out of a fucking slingshot. He goes, I don't care how hard you try, you will not be able to do a burnout.
Damn.
Where you just sit there.
Yeah, it just goes.
He goes, it just, the way they had the whole car balanced and the wheels they had, the wheels on the back were like this.
Yeah.
The wheels they had on the back with where the motor sits and all this and that, just gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Quick.
It just gone.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, put you back in your seat.
That's the kind of car I want to drive.
I'd be afraid. No, I'd hurt myself.
I want to go up to the mall or something when it's like fucking 10 at night when nobody's there, when they just redid the driveway.
Oh, wow.
And just fucking...
Woo!
Just see how fucking... I just all stomp the ground.
Just fucking go.
Just to see what the fuck happens.
Is that a big enough parking lot?
Well, you only gotta stomp on it to get that initial reaction.
Oh, right? But that wouldn't be enough.
Dad, you want more. Can you touch my phone?
Go to the airport.
Runway. Camden, yeah, go don't runway. Start. They get you right up in your bedroom.
Go to the airport. Runway.
Yeah, that'd be the place to go.
Yeah.
Hey there, Jester family. I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor we have called 71 Degrees and Cloudy. They have smoking deals on your smoking accessories. They have smell good dab pads, dab rigs, flower rigs, posters, apparel, everything you need to smoke. Fuck yeah. Check them out at 710andcloudy.com. Remember to use the code SWED10 at checkout. Save 10% on your entire order. Now let's get back to the show. Ay-yay-yay.
I used to work up by the airport.
They'd probably let you. You pay them. You sign papers. They're not responsible.
Or just go to a real big mall as a parking lot.
Or, shit, you own this car, why not fucking go to the goddamn Erie Speedway? Right?
Well, yeah, you
that
could.
That costs you too. Because that charge.
I just want to stop on the motherfucker. See what it does. And I want to be in an open enough area where I ain't going to hit nothing because I can't control it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Be happy.
So let me ask you something. Now I can get this coughing fit out the way. Let's say I have a pinched nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Where would that pinched nerve be? Okay. And how would they fix it? Other than surgery.
Go on its own.
Yeah.
Sometimes they take fucking forever.
Forever. Sometimes they're out forever.
So what you're saying is this is just something I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Oh, no, not for the rest of your life. You go away for a long time, forever.
It might not.
But I've never had a pinched nerve that stays there forever. Like, it eventually goes away.
Yeah.
Well, the pain does. I don't know what was the main cause of it getting pinched might not go away, or it will happen again. Then
I couldn't even tell you what.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's what I'm saying. You can't. I think it's just something that happens. You just move the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, I've had that shit happen. So a lot of times it'll be right like, behind your fucking shoulder blade. Like, right up underneath it, like.
This just sucks.
And then, yeah.
Or
you'll go to... You'll be like this, too, moving. Because it goes up in your neck, so you're like this, yeah. Like, fucking looking. Like, you whiplash or something.
It actually could have been the mattress that I was sleeping on.
Injury, like, broken ribs or something. And you're off work and you go to work too early and do shit. That could up.
Sit down. Sit down.
Some people say you can get like a tennis ball.
Yeah, the dental jerk doesn't work for me.
Fuck no, it didn't work for me either. Sometimes it hurts too when you hit that knot or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
You're like,
ouch. But actually, what really helps is when Becca comes over and just massages the fuck out of me, just pushes as hard as she can. I mean, it hurts like fuck while she's doing it, but then the pain goes away.
I like that car. It's like the colors of my car.
Where's a sexy looking car?
Isn't it? Did you say this about the color of my car?
It's about a midnight package.
It looks like it.
That gray? Wolf gray, like?
Minus that Mercedes.
Minus all the luxury.
Get into that motor.
Look at the size of the rotor.
Oh, shit. Even to change the fucking spark plug, you'd have to pull the fucking motor. Oh, that probably an electric.
Jeez, Louis, look at that computer.
Oh, shit.
So you changed everything on that.
To watch along, we're watching season premiere Texas. Oh, no, not. We're watching the Meekum auction in Kansas City 2022.
What were we just talking about right before this?
When we were mesmerized by the Mercedes.
Yeah, right before that.
Fuck. If you would have asked me, I would have told you. We were talking about... Damn.
Oh, about pinched nerve.
Oh, yeah, pinched nerve.
They suck.
They do suck.
Oh, yeah.
It's going on 6 months.
I pinched the nerves. Oh, my boy, young.
Here you go.
$230,000.
Mm. Okay. For 2022.
I don't see. Yeah, it's a nice car.
I can't see it myself.
I would never. What's the point? To have something to park in your driveway? Go fuck yourself.
No, you got something like that. You live in Florida, California, somewhere where you got nice weather all the time.
You got a lot of money.
Yeah, nice weather.
You got a great big huge garage or
climate control garage.
Yep, got all your collection.
That's a sexy car, too. But we really got to stop commentating on goddamn watching.
It's
a nice paint job.
Yeah.
So have we heard what's going on in Ukraine? Do we know what's going on in Ukraine?
They're losing. Oh, yeah. I guess they're coming over here to train.
Who's they? Ukrainian soldiers?
Yeah.
It's just another way to waste money and to launder money. That's all it is. It's just a fucking big banking scheme.
Train over there.
And that's why Putin went after Ukraine.
What's going on? Train right there.
They can't. They have to have a way to wash their money. And
yeah, my mom told me my principal, when I went to Purcell, passed away.
Oh, she did.
He was only 82. Oh, her picture's probably in there in their school. The last time I was in school, they had portraits.
It is. I got to see Mr. Monopoly. He's so funny.
I'm starting to think that's why Putin went after Ukraine is because it's just a big laundry capital for the U.S. government, and it only makes sense because Putin ain't gonna play that shit. Huh, Trumper babies. Well, I guess that will end this session. It was a good time. Fuck yeah. So.
Why are you ending it?
Oh shit, you got another joint, don't you? Jesus Christ.
What
I'm,
are you gonna say?
I'm high as shit. Well, I gotta pause. I gotta.
I'm not really. Oh,
you're not high?
I think it just does the medical part to me. Because I could get in a car and drive in a perfect fucking.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
But I'm still high as shit.
I just don't feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
16-year-old all giggly. And,
well, no, I feel right. I feel good. Like, all's right in the world. And almost everything is. Except for one big thing.
What?
I'm not in my son's life. Because he thinks I'm a monster.
Look at that. 112.5.
All those cars.
Now, let me ask you this. If I was an abusive person, would you know?
I don't know. After watching all these shows Sam watches, you never know when a motherfucker could be Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's what I'm thinking. So you really don't know if I'm abusive, but I swear to you I'm not. I never once laid a
finger
on
a woman. But if I was to like sit here and go off of the way you act, if I was to judge that about how you carry yourself when you're around me, I would say no, because I've never seen you get really, really fucking angry or really, really pissed off or even talk about violence in any way and shit like that.
Yeah.
As a person, so if you go about that, I would say no, but like I said, you could have bodies in your basement.
I very well could.
I don't know.
I don't. Because I don't have a basement.
Or the crawl space that you dig a hole in. Under the building.
Which he comes down.
But my parents do own 50 acres.
There you go. And I'm screwed because I'm sure they'll find my DNA somewhere out there when I had to take a piss when I was hunting.
Yeah.
So. Now, that washes away.
Smoke my eye.
Can you get some blue?
I guess I'm kind of pissed at my family for not doing anything to, like, right that situation, to, like, let my son know that, no, I didn't. But I keep telling myself that there's really no way that they could know, to be sure. Yeah. But I'm fucking family, man. They should know better than to fucking think I'm out fucking hitting people, hitting women. I mean, they should have stuck up for me. And my son, even better than that, the day I walked out of my wife, I should have took him with me. But I didn't. That's my biggest fucking regret. My biggest fucking regret in life is that I didn't take him with me when I left. Because I'd have him now if I did.
Maybe she would have said you was older, the baby.
She didn't have a leg to stand on because she was carrying another man's kid.
It's a girl. I can't believe it.
Oh shit.
Goddamn. True.
And then they'll have to believe that she was raped at a party, because that's what she told me. That it might not be my kid because she was raped at a party.
That looks just like you, though. You can tell it's your kid.
No, her second kid.
Oh.
Nick is mine. He is definitely mine.
So she had a second kid that might be yours?
She had a second kid that definitely was not mine.
Oh.
She was...
But she said she might have?
No, here's the thing. After my accident, I couldn't walk for, 8 months. I was just in a wheelchair. And she was working. I was at home in a wheelchair with her mother, taking care of Nick, who was, probably about 2. A little less than 2. And Christmas comes along.
That's sorry.
And I'm not sure if I'm back to work or not. But Christmas comes along and she tells me she's pregnant. I slept downstairs because I couldn't walk upstairs. She slept upstairs. There was no way. But she swore to God it was mine, because I guess there was one night we did. I'm like, okay, fine. So I went with it. Because the first thing with my accident was my memory. So I'm like, fine. But then we'll skip to 8 months. She's 8 months pregnant. I come home from work. I'm working at Lance Crackers, driving a truck. I come home early, and I find her in bed with dude. And that's when I put 2 and 2 together, and I'm like... And I was a pushover. I'm willing to forgive all this, but because I believe the story that she told me, but I want a paternity test to make sure that kid's mine. And that's when she was like, well, and I'm like, she's like, well, I was raped at a party.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
Nikki did that shit too. The Sydney and Mackenzie's mom. She went out all night one night. She didn't come home. Well, the next morning she finally was answering the call or whatever. And then she was all normal. Then you said that, oh, I was at a party and I got raped and da 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 da. Everyone at the party was like, yo, Phil, dude, that's bullshit, man. Fucking, that's bullshit.
But then the thing is, like, you want to believe her because you love her. You want to
believe her, because she's saying that. But then everyone at the party is sitting there saying, bro, she was all over him.
Yep.
Like, you could hear her in the bedroom. You know what I mean? And she wasn't saying no, no, no. She was saying yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking bitches, man. But then
she's sitting here looking you right in your eyes. I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
And these people are like, bro, dude, I'm telling you, man. I was there. Why would I lie? What do I have to gain to lie to you for?
Yep.
And you know, deep inside she's lying.
Yep.
But
I lost friends because of that. Your heart
is sitting here saying, oh.
I lost friends because of that. Because I didn't believe him.
That's sharp.
And one of those friends is that fuck who owns, Labyrinth Press Company. Fuck that dude.
See, you wonder what sucks, man, when you're young and you're in these relationships, when you break up, it fucking hurts like the world has ended.
Dude, I'm gonna kill myself.
The older you get and you look back, like, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, why would I be so hurt by that?
Yep.
You gotta know in life that it keeps moving. And shit just don't stop because you got a little boo-boo on your heart.
Yep. 100%, brother. 100%.
And you just got to just say, you know what? And look out in front of you and realize how big the world really is.
Yep.
And that little one motherfucker should not have that much effect on you.
Exactly. 100%. The thing is,
I hate to admit
it. You put so much time and effort into something.
But this bitch still has effect on me. Still has effect on my life because of what she did to my son. Yeah. Because she lied to my son his entire fucking life and has portrayed me to be a fucking monster.
Yeah,
to hide her fucking
sin. Sydney and Mackenzie still has effect on me. They're my... Because every day I see the hurt in Sydney and Mackenzie that their fucking mom wants to be a fucking junkie. And lie to him. Oh, I don't do drugs. I don't do drugs. Still to this day. Mm. It's like, you know what I mean? That yep. pisses me off. I hate that bitch. I hate her.
I get it. I feel that hate.
It's totally not like Sid and Mackenzie are just little girls anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're 24 and 23 years old now.
But they still want a mother.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yep.
That's why I said... Even though how bad in my heart it would fucking hurt and suck, but at the same time, because of the love I have for them, I would love for their dad to straighten their fucking act up. You know what I mean? And be a part of that because they need that. But
you said dad. Did you mean mom?
No, their dad.
Oh. Oh. Gotcha.
It hurt and feel good, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wish I could step up. I wish I had the opportunity, you know, but I can't reach out. He's blocked me on all social media. I have no phone number, no way to get a hold of him. Nobody is just, it's difficult, man. I'm not whining. I let's just change the subject. It's just
that's a big ass motor right there.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Isn't that a turbo thing right there?
Yeah. Oh, I want a stick. I want to drive a manual transmission again. That's a sexy truck. It's like a beach cruiser. 65 grand, yo. Okay.
It's
old. Yeah. I didn't think that truck would have been worth that much. These cars are insane, though, for the prices they go for.
They are. I know.
I don't see how that could go for so much with all that fucking writing on it.
It's a race car. It's a sponsor. Does it come with those sponsors, though? Does that car come with those sponsors?
No.
I'd buy that car for whatever price if it came with those sponsors.
No, that's just stuff they got on the car. The parts that they got on the car.
Gotcha.
Those are the names of the parts.
Pennzoil?
Where they come from. Yeah. Where they come from. Hooker, headers. Pennzoil, Craigers.
Fuck the police. Hey,
what was that, an ambulance?
No, it's a cop.
Oh, that was down, a cop?
Down over the hill. Yeah.
I'm flying. He's in a hurry for something.
He probably got okay. Daddy,
you know that?
Bye.
That looks almost like a racing car.
It is a racing car.
I like how big the wheels are.
I am it's a so track dumb with car. That. Whoops.
You race it on the track.
Looks like a drag.
Yeah, drag car. Race. Track car.
My dad's neighbor used to drive. Track car. You know. Yeah, I'm not up to on the lingo. My dad's neighbor used to, I don't know if he still does, used to drive
track car?
Yeah, drag.
Drag race or track race?
He had a track car.
It wasn't road car.
Race car.
Yeah, it was a race car. Oh, shnikes.
Well, Ronnie, he had one. It was a frame, he put a motor in it, tranny, and that. And then he went in, out and bought it. An older Chevelle, cut the body off him, put it onto that one. Onto the race car.
I'm sorry, I spent half of that story trying to figure out how to make a joke on the word tranny.
Joke?
Yeah. Alrighty. Therefore ends the session right there. The last roach in the ashtray, the overflowing ashtray.
Well, Trump hasn't knocked it over yet.
So, I'll just say, fuck it. Be a better version of yourself, man. Number one, smoke weed every day. And just...
always to do.
Just make shit happen, man. Fuck yeah.